from Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions. It's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. And on this edition of the Mike McCarthy Show, I'm Wayne Larrabee, joined by Lance Allen, and we are joined by the offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers, Tom Clemmons. Tom, great to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Tom, let's talk a little bit first off about where you're at offensively. The first two preseason games haven't gone quite according to plan, but it looked like, let's start with the positive. The first string offense got into the end zone the other night against the Cleveland Browns and showed some signs.
Yeah, the defense turned it over for us right away to begin the game and recovered the fumble. We had a three-play drive for a touchdown, made a nice throw and a great catch by Jordy Nelson. And then we started to move the ball in the next drive, and unfortunately we had a turnover, and that's one of the things that have hurt us the first couple games. And we were very good at protecting the football last year, and we're going to get better at it and make sure we protect the football. But we did move the football, but you just can't turn it over.
Tom, obviously in the preseason, the regulars, the starters, don't play a lot. Mm-hmm. But how do you build that chemistry and get them into game shape and game mode as the preseason goes along?
Well, in the first game, they play a handful of snaps, maybe 10 or 12 snaps. The second game played about 17 to 20. And then the third game is usually when they play the most. And historically, they've played the first half and sometimes even into the second half. And so you're building up to that. And then the fourth game, they just get a series, basically. That's the way it has been. Things could change. But that's the game where the second team guys and the third team guys and the guys who are fighting for a spot get most of their time. So you're trying to get them in game shape, but the practices are very important, obviously, for everybody, but especially for the number one units, and they have to get ready to play the season.
Tom, I thought you made a great point last week when people were asking about, you know, all the injured players. You've got three or four starters injured, not playing. Skill position players, Greg mm-hmm. Jennings, Jermichael Finley, they weren't practicing the last week or so. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned something that, hey, you know, it's not a matter of just getting these guys to the opener healthy and eligible to play. They got to be ready to play. They got to be in football shape. And the only way you can do that, you can't do it in practice. You have to do it in a game. They have to get some snaps in these games, don't they?
Oh, that's true. You have to. It's you work out in the off season to get ready for training camp. And no matter what you do, when training camp comes, you're still tired and you're sore and rounding your way into shape. And by the same token, no matter how hard you work in practice, it's not the same as what happens in a game. It's just different. You could work very hard in practice, and the first exhibition game that you're playing in, you're going to get winded, you're going to get tired, and you're not in condition to play a football game. So even though there's obviously always an injury risk factor, you have to get those game-type situations under your belt in order to get ready to play the season.
Take us inside the film room, Tom, from game number two. Mike McCarthy saying that Graham Harrell played better than what maybe the perception was. Why? How did he grade out, and how do you grade him out?
Well, I think, people see that, you know, you look at the statistics, and you'll see he had a couple interceptions, but one interception was a good throw, and the receiver happened to trip. And so the only guy there to catch it was the defender, and that's unfortunate for Graham. And then the other one was the end of the half Hail Mary pass, and we put that on the situation because they call it Hail Mary for a reason, because it's right, not often that it works, and it often is intercepted. So that wasn't a bad. He actually executed the play well, and he was being chased from the backside. He tried to get it up and let the receivers make a play. So he executed the play the way it was designed, and it just didn't work out. The other one was, as I said, the receiver fell down. I think Graham missed a couple throws early when he got in there, but then he got into a rhythm a little bit later on, and you know, at times he had to avoid some pressure. The guys mm-hmm. were coming free. So and he got us out of some bad plays into some good plays in the running game. So he did what he's been coached to do most of the time, so he got a good grade, and it's not always noticed by the public.
So the coaching staff is not nearly disappointed with his performance thus far in the preseason, understanding he's gone through, you know, he's working with a makeshift offensive line, that type of thing. Is Graham Harrell on track?
Graham's done a great job, you know, and this past offseason was his first full season with the Packers, and he was with us during the season, obviously, last year, but he had never spent an offseason with us, and he took advantage of it. He worked hard. He has good football intelligence. He likes the game. He's a good competitor, so he's on track, and, you know, sometimes, especially in the preseason, things don't always look good because of just the situation, who's in there at a particular time.
Well, speaking of Graham Harrell, let's bring him on next when we return to Lambeau Field of Green Bay for the Mike McCarthy Show. Brown showing a blitz off the edge, and they back out of it. Snap to Harrell, four-man rush, throws it over the middle. He's got Boykin breaking free, across the 40, 45, roped down to the 49-yard line of Green Bay. 25-yard pass play.
To the Mike McCarthy Show, I'm Wayne Larrabee. Lance Allen was getting to him in the crowd in just a moment. Tom Clemens is our guest host this week, and we're joined by the backup quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Graham Harrell. Graham, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Tom Clemens, what you guys try to do with quarterbacks and building quarterbacks. Now, you've built Aaron Rodgers, you've built Matt Flynn, and he's flown away to Seattle. Graham Harrell is your latest protege. Talk a little bit about the process of making a quarterback.
Well, it's a long process. We spend a lot of time in the offseason in what we call our quarterback school. Historically, it was longer than it has been recently because of the new CBA. But what we try to do is we try to make the quarterback a master of our system. They have to know what we're doing, obviously, but then understand why we're doing it. And we put a lot of responsibility on the quarterback's shoulders to get us into the proper type of run plays, make a lot of adjustments to the protections, and also make adjustments to the route based on what he sees when he goes to the line of scrimmage. So we spend a lot of time learning the system and making sure we know what to do when the situation arises.
And Graham, you tutored, of course, down at Texas Tech, and it ran one of the high-powered offenses under Mike Leach. Crabtree was your wide receiver, a number one draft choice in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. We'll see him coming up the first week of the regular season. Talk a little bit about that background, and how does that translate to the NFL today?
Well, Mike Leach, his offense was obviously a little different. It's more spread. But passing schemes are passing schemes, and I think the way you attack a defense in the passing game is similar no matter where you are, no matter what system you're in. You kind of have some basic passing schemes, I guess, and so Mike, our Coach Leach, did a great job of getting a quarterback, lots of opportunities to throw the football. And another thing that Leach did, I think, to help develop quarterbacks is he put a lot of responsibility on the quarterback, and a lot of times he wouldn't even call a play at the line. He would just kind of give you a formation and tell you to call it, you know what I mean, and say good luck. But
is that a check with me type thing?
It's a you check the play type thing, but. And he always said you have the freedom to call any play you want from goal line to goal line. He said, when I'm calling a play, I'm guessing what's a good play. When you're calling a play, you know the right play. So I think putting that much responsibility on a quarterback is, it's fun for a quarterback. And it helps them take some responsibility in the offense.
And also, I've noticed, and certainly let's go back to the San Diego game of the preseason here. You led that touchdown drive right before halftime. That was kind of a quick, up-tempo type of offense. Tom, that's what he's most comfortable in, isn't it?
Yeah, he spent a lot of time in the, as he said, in the spread offense and the shotgun, and we're in that type of set a fair amount. And Graham has a very good understanding of the passing game. He has a knack of knowing where to go with the football and able to get it out of his hand quickly if there is a free defender in his face. So I think his background in college has helped him here in Green Bay.
Lance Allen's out and about in the crowd. Lance, what do you have for us?
Well, Wayne, we have Kayla back here, and Kayla is just dying to ask a question of Tom.
Tom, who is the most improved player this year and why?
The first guy that comes to mind, and I'm not going to, there are a lot of guys who have improved, and usually the guys who make the biggest jumps are the younger guys from their first year to the second year or second year to the third year. The veterans are at a certain level, but the guy who comes to mind, I think, is Randall Cobb. I think he showed a lot of talent last year, but he's become more a student of the game. He understands how to run routes better than he did last year, although he was good at it last year. He just spent a lot of time studying film and taking coaching from his coach, Edgar Bennett, and he tries to do what the coach asks him to do, and he usually does a good job. So I think he's made a lot of strides.
We have Susan with the fashionable pink AJ Hawk jersey, and you have a question.
Could you give me your insight to the flag, or the penalty that was called on the Packers in regards to Mike McCarthy throwing the penalty flag at the wrong time? And have you ever seen that called before in any game?
Well, I still don't quite understand what happened, but I think what it is, and it's a new rule change this year, and I think I'm saying it correctly, but anytime there's a turnover, it's automatically going to be reviewed, so you don't have to throw the flag. And Mike threw the flag to try to get it reviewed, and I'm not quite sure why it was a penalty since they were going to review it anyway, but I guess it's just... It's a quirk of the rule, but there are certain situations in which you can challenge a play. That was one where you couldn't, and so they enforced the penalty.
All right, we're going to pitch it to break, but before that, we'll let you know that in the next segment, Wayne and Tom will go on the Telestrator. You are watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Slot right, single receiver left is driver. Snap to Rodgers, looking, drills right side into tight coverage.
Oh,
leaping
grab, wow.
Jordy Nelson, a sensational catch, touchdown, and what a throw by Aaron Rodgers.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Tom Clemens, the offensive coordinator, is our guest host this week, so let's open up the playbook, Coach. We're taking a look at the Green Bay Packers touchdown play from Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson's spectacular play early in the ball game against the Cleveland Browns. They've got it at the 20-yard line right here. It's a third down call coming up. What are you looking for in this play right here, and what's the route tree?
Okay, well, actually, we're in a no-huddle situation, so Aaron called the play, and it's a combination. We have two men up top and two receivers down below, so we have a combination route up top and a combination route down below. Up top, Jordy has a go route. He's clearing out. Inside receiver, DJ Williams, is going downfield about 12 yards. He's running an out route. The backside tight end, Tom Crabtree, he's going to release and run a shallow cross. If it's man-to-man, he can keep on running. If it's zone, he'll sit it down. Donald on the backside has a deeper cross route, about 12 yards, bringing it in. And the back's going to check his protection. If his linebacker doesn't come, he's going to run a wide route.
All right, there's the route tree. Now, what are you looking for here in terms of coverage? What determines where you're going to go with the ball?
Well, everyone's a viable option on the play. That's why we like it. But the quarterback's going to come up. He's going to see how the safeties are playing. In this instance, we have one high safety. The other safety's dropping down to cover the tight end, and we have press coverage on Jordy. So whenever we get the one high safety with press coverage on a receiver, if we like the matchup, I said earlier he's running a go route, so he's an alert for us. An alert means he can become the number one guy if we get the right kind of coverage. And this is the kind of coverage we want, one high safety. With press coverage, he has the go route. Aaron saw it. He liked it, so he took a shot at it.
Let's take a look. And once again, Aaron's reading the safety. The safeties, both of them, are coming up here. Yeah. And he's got single coverage at the top of your screen. And that's Joe Hayden, pretty good cornerback. And that coverage is glove-like, Coach.
It's very good coverage, but it's a great throw, and it's a great play by Jordy. Jordy's a big receiver. He has very good speed. He has strength and The cornerback's a little bit undersized, but Jordy was able to go up and make the play, and he's done that numerous times.
All right, Tom, that's great. They opened the playbook with Tom Clemens, the offensive coordinator of the Packers. Coming back, Lance and I'll have shout-outs after these messages on the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show with our guest host, Tom Clemens. I'm Wayne Larrabee. Lance Allen joins us. Shout-outs. And let's start with the offensive side of the football, Coach. I'm going to give you a shout-out. You may not be thinking about him right now, but Jarrett Boykin, the little receiver, wears number 11 out of Virginia Tech. 5 catches, 63 yards the other night. Really came on in the second half of that ball game.
Yeah, he did. He made some very good plays, and he's done that in practice as well. He's a smart receiver. He knows what to do. He pays attention to detail. He tries to do what the coach has asked him to do. Runs very good routes, and he has good hands. And really, it's a credit to him. The 2 catches he made later in the game over the middle, he really hadn't been practicing at that position much in the last couple weeks. So those were 2 routes that he ran. He probably ran, the last time he ran them was 2 weeks ago in practice, but he ran them well. And he caught the ball well, and he's flashed a number of times.
And Lance, Coach Clemens mentioned the operative point, and if you're a good route runner, quarterback's going to find you, isn't he?
If you're where you're supposed to be and you make a catch for him,
you're going to get open.
He's going to find you.
He's going to find you, yep.
Obviously, Tom, being the offensive coordinator, he wants to beat those defensive guys in practice, so we'll just talk a little bit about our defensive shout-out of the game, and that is Jerron McMillan, the Packers' rookie safety, who had 2 tackles, 1 for loss, very active around the line of scrimmage, wanted to make that next step up in game number 2. Could have given it to Jared Bush. He had 7 tackles, yep. Wayne, but Jerron McMillan really made an impact.
You know, Lance, the more you see of this kid, a 4th rounder out of Maine, fairly unheralded in that regard, but the more you see of this kid, the more you like him in both practice and in games. Unsung hero. Well, how about Robert Francois?
There you go.
On special teams, I mean, he was just busting up people out there, we thought, the other night. 3 tackles for Robert Francois, flying around on special teams. Mike McCarthy mentioned in his press conference the day after the Cleveland game that he felt the offense and defense maybe took a half step back, each of those units, but it was the special teams that excelled, and they took a step forward. Robert Francois, big reason why.
We also have a fan's choice. You can contact us on Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. Obviously, a lot of people saying the play of the game, and I think Tom would agree with this, was the Rodgers to Nelson touchdown, but the player of the game, the guy that got probably most of the accolades, was Tim Mastay, 45.3 net, which is huge for a punter, 52.5 average. That's with a touchback. Pretty good stuff and pretty good field position for you guys, Tom.
Yeah, Tim's done a great job. He played well last year, punted well for us, became very consistent, and I don't often get to see him punt during the game because when the offense comes off, I usually get with Aaron and we go over the pictures of the defense from the previous series. But I know Tim's a hard worker. You always see him out there working at his craft, and he's developed into a great punter for us.
All right, well, we have one more segment on the Mike McCarthy Show. Remember, you can always send your suggestions via Twitter, hashtag McCarthy Show. Last segment coming up. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
We're back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Well, Lance Allen, 3rd preseason game coming up. Coach Clemens mentioned that it's a dress rehearsal, but the Packers will unveil a new piece to the puzzle.
The fans are very excited, Wayne. Cedric Benson, his unofficial debut. What would you like to see out of him, Tom?
Well, it's he hasn't been in pads yet under the new protocol, so he's been out there and just working on some plays with the quarterback without being with the entire offensive unit. But you can tell he's the real deal. I mean, he's quick. He's smart. He's been in the meeting rooms with. He spent a lot of time with Aaron. Aaron's mm-hmm. trying to help him understand the offense. So we're looking forward to seeing him in pads and seeing what he brings to the table and how he can help our offense.
And your starters probably play at least a half, maybe into the third quarter, correct?
Well, historically, that's what's happened. We haven't met on playing time, but that's been the case over the last several years. Yeah.
Tom, thank you very much for guest hosting this week on the Mike McCarthy Show. We appreciate it. For Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mike McCarthy Show.